One week after Governor Doyle announced his governor's global warming task force, WSPRG is releasing new data on global warming emissions in Wisconsin. And our new report, entitled The Carbon Boom, is an analysis by WSPRG of carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuel consumption by state and nationally between 1990 and 2004. Carbon dioxide is the primary global warming pollutant. Now, global warming pollution is skyrocketing in Wisconsin. Just as scientists are sounding alarms that we must rapidly reduce pollution to protect future generations, and this report serves as a wake-up call that we must cap pollution levels now before it's too late. Left unchecked, global warming presents a major challenge to Wisconsin's environment, including loss of habitat for migratory birds. It threatens cold water fish, increased droughts in our farmlands, and it may cause damage to our northern forests. Now, the major reports from our the major findings from our report. What we did is use the most recent fossil fuel consumption data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, and we estimated U.S. carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuel consumption nationally and by state, economic sector, and fuel source. And this is the first time that state-by-state carbon dioxide emission data for 2004 have been released. Our major finding for Wisconsin: Wisconsin's carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuel consumption has increased 25% between 1990 and 2004. The increase from coal-fired power plants was 27%, and the increase from the transportation sector was 25%. Nationally, emissions of carbon dioxide from fossil fuel consumption increased 18% between 1990 and 2004. And again, coal-fired power plants and the transportation sector, especially cars and SUVs, were driving that emissions increase. So given the risks from global warming, it's incredibly irresponsible for Wisconsin's global warming emissions to be increasing. It's like going to the doctor and having him tell you that you need to go on a serious diet, and then going straight for the Ben and Jerry's. So our recommendations: the good news is that we have technology at our fingertips to cut global warming pollution drastically and forge a cleaner, more secure energy future for Wisconsin. First, we need to establish mandatory science-based limits on global warming pollution. Doing that, we need to begin to reduce pollution levels now within the decade by at least 15 to 20% by 2020 and by at least 80% by 2050. Second, Wisconsin is uniquely positioned to address global warming pollution with more homegrown, clean, renewable sources like wind and solar, biofuels and biomass, as well as conservation and efficiency. So WSPRG is calling on the governor, the state legislature, and Congress to establish science-based plans that reduce global warming emissions. We commend Governor Doyle for recently forming his global warming task force. The governor stated that when it comes to global warming solutions, Wisconsin will lead the way. His continued leadership will be critical to making Wisconsin a leader on global warming. In Congress, we commend Representative Baldwin for co-sponsoring the Safe Climate Act, introduced by Representative Waxman in the House, and commend Senator Feingold for co-sponsoring the Global Warming Pollution Reduction Act, introduced by Senators Sanders and Boxer in the Senate. And WSPRG calls on Senator Cole to join his colleagues in co-sponsoring the Global Warming Pollution Reduction Act. These bills would freeze U.S. global warming emissions in 2010, reduce emissions by about 15% by 2020, and by 80% by 2050. And now I want to hand it over to Representative Spencer Black, who's leading the way in the state legislature for global warming solutions.
Thank you. We'd like to commend WSPRG for the report they've done. It's an organization that's primarily students who work and to compile this information and make it public. And I think there's no group more than our young people who should be concerned about global warming. Global warming is a very challenging issue in the political arena for two reasons. One is it's an issue about the future. Politics is often too much about the present. But what we do today may be slightly cheaper, slightly more convenient, but its impact is going to be felt not so much by myself, but by my child and people's children and grandchildren decades in the future. That's a very challenging thing in the political arena, but there's nothing more essential than our obligation to not because of our own convenience or profit, hand a major world problem to future generations. A second reason it's a typical difficult issue in the public arena is because there's an old saw. Everybody talks about the weather, nobody does anything about it. When it comes to climate, no one talks about the climate, or not until very recently, but we're doing quite a bit about it. You know, people are very aware of day-to-day weather. Who couldn't be yesterday and today? We're not talking about day-to-day weather. A cold day in April doesn't mean there's not global warming, just as a hot day in August doesn't mean there is. But we're talking about long-term climate changes that on a global level that are going to profoundly affect the way people live in decades to come. It's going to have a dramatic impact throughout the world, and there's a number of very specific impacts that it will have in Wisconsin, including loss of animal habitat, harm to agriculture, and great harm to our northern forests. But we are also contributing to the problem. That's why I believe it's essential that the legislature act and act quickly to pass the Wisconsin Safe Climate Act, which would require that Wisconsin return to the levels of emission of greenhouse gases that we saw in 1990 before this latest carbon boom, and do that by the year 2020. The Wisconsin Safe Climate Act, which is co-sponsored by many legislators in both houses, would be an enforceable goal, and we would hope then that the governor's task force would, the actions of them would complement them. But as I say, it's a difficult issue. What's going to be most important is that what the legislature passes and what we enact in Wisconsin is scientifically based. That's a lot different than politically based. But it be scientifically based on what is necessary to prevent my generation from passing off a massive problem to future generations, and doing so just because it was politically difficult or slightly inconvenient. Thanks.
Thank you. I now want to introduce David Houghton, Professor of Atmospheric Science at UW-Madison.
Thank you very much, Dan, for inviting me to this occasion. My background has been in atmospheric sciences, and that, of course, now includes the climate issue. I have been giving talks to the public for now 6 years, and I said to myself, what do I say to this group? It's a different type of group. So what I want to do in 2 minutes here is just make a few comments about how I see this particular act, perhaps in a positive vein of events. We all, most of us now, accept the reality of global warming that has come, and we accept the fact that this is spearheaded by the greenhouse gases increasing due to human activity. We must remember that all countries contribute to the greenhouse gas constituents in the atmosphere, and therefore it is, in a certain sense, a world problem. But the U.S. produces more carbon dioxide than any other country currently, nearly one quarter of the global total. It will take concerted political action, political energy, economic incentives, technological advances, international cooperation, and an informed general public to have a general chance to reduce the rate of increase of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere due to human efforts. The warming process due to radiative imbalances caused by greenhouse gases is gradual. Impacts due to our emission into the atmosphere to date will take decades to be realized in terms of temperature effects. We've already set the stage for a warmer global environment for our grandchildren, even if we turned off all production tomorrow. Thus, it is already too late to give them a climate like the one we grew up in. The best we can do is to limit the magnitude of future changes and to develop adaptation strategies. The Wisberg report highlights the increases in carbon dioxide emissions in the last 15 years in the U.S. on a state-by-state basis according to types of sources. The dominant roles of electric power production and transportation of these increases is evident. The state perspective shows more concretely how one or our region, contributes to the problem and is dealing with the challenge to reduce emissions. Such information should give a more focus and incentive for local action. It fits in between this personal thing people have in their houses and the global thing. It's the level of action. The state level is certainly where a lot of initiatives, I hope, can arise. Already we've seen some states, California, taking initiatives, getting ahead of the federal government. So I really hope that the state level can pitch in here, and a report like this one will help people to focus on each state as a unit. So I'm optimistic and hopeful that this example by Wisconsin will be repeated by other states, and it will help the state legislature to move ahead a little bit more connected, and it will help the citizenry of the state to be a little bit more connected with the problem as we see it here in this region. Thank you.